Hey, welcome to day 23 of CryptoLife 365. I'm Michael Tazzoni and I've been living off Bitcoin since 2013 at least. Today is going to be a little short but very informative, so pay attention. So, back before 2013, living off of Bitcoin was rather difficult because the only places you can actually spend them at were actual stores that accepted them directly. In 2013, I was able to switch to being able to use Bitcoin exclusively, and this is kind of an answer to people like, well, if I invest in Bitcoin, how can I cash out, or how can I use my Bitcoins? And for me, that was never about cashing out. It was about moving to Bitcoin as being my own main currency that I use. So how did I live off of Bitcoin entirely? Well, a couple of tricks. There are two services out there. One is called Gift, G-Y-F-T, and the other one is called eGifter, E-G-I-F-T-E-R. Both of them have online apps for your phone and on a browser. And both of them actually allow you to buy gift cards for a whole lot of different stores with Bitcoin. And a lot of times you can actually do that really, really quickly. Like, for example, I would go grocery shopping at Target. I would add up all the amount that I bought on my calculator or my shopping list that kept track of prices. And then when I got to their cash register, I would just buy a gift card for Target with Bitcoin right then and there and use that gift card to pay off my bill, which the gift card would actually be in my phone by the time I get to the front of the line and actually get to the cashier to pay. With regards to paying bills, there are a couple of services that actually let you pay your bills in Bitcoin, where you send them Bitcoin and they do bill pay for you. With regards to cell phones, I was using T-Mobile for a very long time, and T-Mobile sells gift cards in a lot of different places like Target and Walmart. And I would use Gift in order to, when I go to grocery shopping at Target, I would also pick up a T-Mobile gift card, T-Mobile refill card, and pay for that using the same Target gift card as well. For most of my other things, I've actually used a service called Purse, which allows me to shop on Amazon. But for Amazon, if you want to, you can just buy gift cards using Gift as well. So most of me living off of Bitcoin was actually just done kind of indirectly, where instead of cashing out Bitcoin and having to find an exchange or transfer money or having to find somebody on the street, I would just go to whatever store I needed to go to, buy a gift card, and pay for it directly. Nowadays, there's actually a much easier way to do it, too, with services like BitPay, which BitPay is a company that existed almost since the beginning as well. But BitPay actually has a debit card that lets you load it up as Bitcoin. I haven't really used that card much. The only reason I keep it is in emergencies, like if I need to make a large purchase of a couple of $1,000s and I don't have that available on my credit cards, I can just literally within an hour transfer money into the BitPay wallet and then transfer it to the BitPay debit card, and as soon as it has a confirmation, it's already it's available to be used through the debit card. So there have been cases twice already where I needed to make a purchase that was about $10,000, and I just transferred $10,000 worth of Bitcoin to BitPay, and then an hour later used that to make the purchase. So Gift, G-Y-F-T, eGifter, BitPay, another service I'll talk about later is Purse.io. And with those services, the only thing that you can't really pay for, or at least in some places you can't, is gasoline for your car. Although I believe Gift now sells Sheets gift cards, so you can actually, if you have a Sheets nearby, unfortunately I didn't, if you have Sheets nearby, you can even pay for your gas too. So no need to cash out. It's a little bit of extra work. Actually, for a while, it was actually cheaper because buying gift cards with Bitcoin, Gift actually gave you discounts a long time ago. Right now, they don't because, unfortunately, Bitcoin fees went up. But it used to actually be a little bit of work, but a lot cheaper to shop with Bitcoin than it was with anything else. And it still is on Bitcoin. On Amazon. It's still much cheaper to buy on Amazon with Bitcoin than with any other medium. But yeah, Bitcoin is supposed to replace all the money in the future and become the main money that everybody uses. For me, that happened back in 2013. And if you are really dedicated to it, you could actually do that yourself too. So anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Let me know if you have any questions or any kind of things you want to know about, and I'll make sure to cover them on my future podcast as well. Bye, guys.